I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Last month, the Sudanese government announced yet again that Christianity is not on the list of permitted subjects to be taught in schools. Islam, however, made the cut. Although Sudan recently decided to remove Islam as the national religion, it's obvious Christians are still second-class citizens. A man from Eastern Sudan we'll call Coco spoke with us.
We have Islam in my school, and then we have teacher to teach them our Islam religion. But Christian is not. This is a big problem to me.
Coco recently graduated from Arab Baptist Theological Seminary in Lebanon and went back to Sudan for youth ministry. He says Christian outreach to Sudanese children is crucial, especially since they're significantly exposed to Muslim indoctrination in schools. Please pray for kids in Sudan to know about Jesus' love. And it's hard to imagine reconciling with people who've hurt your community, but what about a group who literally attacked and killed your friends and neighbors? Bob Blinko with Frontiers USA tells about Mahmoud, a man in a North African village who came to know Jesus because of a Frontiers missionary. Mahmoud's family also accepted Christ. Then they were moved to do something radical, make peace with an enemy village, a village that killed many of their people. The gospel is changing the Muslim world, and Frontiers needs your help to advance the Great Commission.
We have created a list of 100 peoples and places in the Muslim world where there are zero missionaries. Our next mission is to bring the hope of Jesus Christ to these next 100 places.
Your support of Frontiers USA could be key to getting the gospel to the next 100 Muslim communities. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Please consider giving today. Look for the MNN support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.